Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, dear saints of the Lord, and welcome to another Manna from Heaven broadcast. That beautiful hymn was designed this morning to bring us closer to the Lord. As we are in need, and I would say in desperate need of Him, we live in this fallen world. This world that is falling apart, a world that is disintegrating and even decomposing before our very eyes. It's decomposing morally, spiritually, even physically. And those who turn to the Lord and those who seek Him and those who remain near to Him are strengthened. if I'm going to be able to deal with this world that is all around me, this fallen, darkened world, I need God's strength. So let me encourage you to draw near each and every day to the Lord. Draw near to the cross. Let his blood cleanse you of all unrighteousness. Draw near to Jesus. Have him teach you. Draw near to the Holy Spirit that he may guide you. And draw near to the Father that he may bless you. Oh, how I need Jesus. Oh, how I need Jesus. I hope and pray that that is your sentiment also. Well, we've been talking about God plus one. It's not God plus 10 or even God plus 5 or even God plus 20 or 25 or God plus 30. No. God is looking for one person. You know, when we started our prayer meetings on Tuesday nights, I believe that it was the first night that our Sister Hart read from the prayer manual, and she read that story of the little red schoolhouse. And in the story, we know the pastor, of all people, the pastor canceled the prayer meeting. The pastor canceled the prayer meeting, and everyone followed the pastor. Even the deacon stayed home. The pastor stayed home. He canceled the prayer meeting. The deacon stayed home. They canceled the prayer meeting. But there was one determined little old lady who said to herself, in not so many words, God plus one. God plus one. And she made her way to that little red schoolhouse despite the snow being so high and her body so feeble. Think about it, a little old lady making her way, feeble little old lady, feeble in body but not in spirit. She made her way through the deep snow to the little red schoolhouse, and when she went on her way back, she stopped off at the deacon's house. And he said, Mother, where have you been? Oh, I've been to the prayer meeting. I was there. Mother, but it was canceled. I know it was canceled. Because the pastor didn't know about God plus one. But wherever there's a God plus one, there's hope. God does something. Oh, I'm so excited this morning. I'm so excited. Because on Tuesday nights, it's more than God plus one. Oh, there's so many people seeking the Lord in faith. Oh, the numbers. We have 18 so far. 18 showing up every week on an average. And then, of course, we have much more than that showing up Sunday morning. God plus one. Are you one of the ones? Is your faith strong? Are you one of those who is diligently seeking the Lord? You know, the Bible says those that come to God must believe that he is and that he is the rewarder of those who diligently seek him, like the little old lady. Oh, God's going to reward our efforts because our efforts are aligned with his word. Our efforts are aligned with his will. Our efforts are aligned with his heart. God would not have anyone to perish, but for all to come to repentance. And that's what we're praying for. So today, Friday, as we wrap this series up, God plus one, I want to share with you two main points. God's constant lament and God's renewed invitation. What is God's constant lament? Well, for that, we turn to the book of Ezekiel. Ezekiel 22. Ezekiel, let's turn to Ezekiel 22. And in Ezekiel 22, starting at verse 23, it says, "And the word of the Lord came unto me, saying," so who is speaking from this point on? God is. Now, the prophet Ezekiel is making known the will of God, but the will of God or the word of God has come to him. He's the instrument. He's the vehicle who's going to declare what thus saith the Lord. But the word of the Lord came unto him. So now everything that follows is God speaking through the prophet. And in verse 30, it says, this is God speaking, "And I," referring to the Lord, "I sought for a man among them." One, a man. I sought for one man among them that should make up the hedge and stand in the gap before me for the land. Listen, God is looking for one person who would make up the hedge. There's a hole in the hedge of protection. You know, we put fences up and we put hedges up so that predators and things we want to keep out stay out. But there's a hole in the hedge. And God is looking for someone to stand in that hole, in that breach, to prevent the enemy from coming in. I sought for one man, one woman, one teenager, one child. I sought for one among them, my people, who would make up the hedge, who would stand in the gap before me for this land, for St. Johnsville, for Little Falls, for Dodgeville, for Oppenheim. See that whole region there. God is looking. He's looking for one person that I should not destroy it, that I would not bring my judgment upon that region like I once did for Sodom and Gomorrah. But God's lament is he could not find one man. I found none. Oh, he's looking. He's looking for God plus one. There's God. God's searching. God's putting out an ad. God's putting out wanted signs, a wanted notice, but no one cares to apply. I sought for one. Not 5, 10, not 20, not 25, not even 120 like in the upper room. God is looking for one. And his lament is he can't find one. No one is interested. But thank God for the little old woman. Didn't go to seminary. Didn't go to Bible college. Nobody unanimously elected her to be the pastor of the church. But she had more sense than the pastor, more sense than the deacon. A simple little old woman dared to believe God for revival. God plus one. God plus one. I sought for a man, but I found none. Now, that's the Old Testament. Could I give you a New Testament scripture? I can. Turn with me to Matthew. Matthew 26. And in Matthew 26, on the night in which Jesus was betrayed, this is what happened. Matthew 26, 36. Matthew 26, 36. Again, this is God's lament. Jesus is lamenting. Yeah, listen, Jesus knows he's going to the cross. Jesus knows he will suffer greatly, that he must die. Jesus is in his hour of passion. It says in Matthew 26:36, then cometh Jesus with them, his disciples, to the place called Gethsemane. And he said unto his disciples, sit ye here while I go and pray yonder. And he took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee and began to be sorrowful and very heavy. Now he took with him his inner circle of three trusted, and he said unto them, my soul is exceeding sorrowful, even unto death. Tarry ye here and watch with me. And he went a little further and fell on his face and prayed, saying, O my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt. And he cometh unto his disciples, and he findeth them asleep, and said unto Peter, what? Could you not watch with me 1 hour? He turns to Peter, main disciple among the three, and the main disciple among the two. He says, listen, you're supposed to be my lead disciple, and here you are. Could you not pray? Look at the question. What? Could ye not watch with me 1 hour? Watch and pray. 41. That you enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. And he went away again the second time and prayed, saying, O my Father, if this cup may not pass away from me, except I drink it, thy will be done. And he came and found them asleep again, for their eyes were heavy. And Jesus left them and went away again and prayed a third time, saying the same words. How sad. How sad. Could you not pray with me 1 hour? 1 hour. God's lament. Jesus is lamenting the fact that he took three of his lead disciples. And even among the three lead disciples, he could not find a man in that hour stand in the gap and make up the hedge. You know, my brothers and sisters, this account here reminds me of the pastor and the deacon of the little red schoolhouse who were asleep on the job. But thank God for that little old woman. I told you when we started the series, the God plus one, that one person God is looking for is not some person with elite training, so-called special giftings. No, God is just looking for a humble servant. God plus one. I suspect that God today is lamenting, is heartbroken over the fact that among so many of his churches, he can't find one who could stand in the gap and make up the hedge. Well, before I get into part two of today's study, I want to play a short hymn. And the short hymn is entitled, I Need Thee Every Hour. Oh God, how we need thee every hour. And vice versa, God needs us. Because again, the question is from Jesus to us, could you not pray for 1 hour? Oh, how I need thee. And Lord, I need you every hour. Keep me on my knees. Keep me on my face before you. that I may be a decent husband, a good father, a loving shepherd of your flock. Oh God, how I need thee. Do you need the Lord today? I'm sure you do. If you live in this world in which I live in, you're going to need the Lord every hour, because this wicked world is gnawing at us every minute of every day. And without the Lord, we simply won't make it. So let's listen to the hymn, and I'll be back to wrap up our study for this series with part two. Amen, amen, amen. As we conclude this study, although God is lamenting the fact that he cannot find one person to stand in the hedge to make up the gap, he nevertheless renews the invitation. It says in Isaiah chapter 6, "And I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send? And who will go for us?" The Blessed Trinity. Who will go for God the Father? Who will represent God the Son? Who will be led by God the Holy Spirit? Then said I, "Here am I, send me." You see, perhaps you failed to serve the Lord as the God plus one in 2018 and in 2019 and in 2020 and in 2021. But now in 2022, there is a renewed invitation. So you failed the Lord in the past. You gave God excuses. You told God you weren't worthy. You told God he must be making a mistake in tapping you for service. But today the voice of the Lord says, "Whom shall I send? And who will go for us?" Who will do like the little old lady who went to the red schoolhouse? And when the deacon says, "But mother, who was there?" She says, "Oh, God the Father was there. God the Son was there. God the Holy Spirit. And we had a wonderful time. And we plan to have a wonderful time next week." Who will go for us? That's God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. It's a renewed invitation. God is speaking to you. If you're on the sidelines, if you've been laying before God all of these excuses, Well, Lord, I can't do it because of this, and Lord, I can't serve because of that, or Lord, look at me, who am I? God silences all of your excuses by once again saying, who shall I send and who will go for us? Expecting to hear you say today, here am I, send me. God is extending to you an invitation. Join him and to be a God plus one. Even if no one else shows up, you be a God plus one, and God will bless the work. One final scripture. Let's go to Colossians chapter 4. The Apostle Paul, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, says this to a man by the name of Archippus. Archippus is one of those believers who should have been serving the Lord. God had called them. God had given them an invitation to join his ministry staff, making excuses. And Archippus just parked himself in the zone of inactivity and was doing nothing for the Lord. And as Paul ends this letter, he says by the Holy Spirit, and say to Archippus, take heed to the ministry which you have received in the Lord. Make sure you fulfill it. Make sure you do the assignment God gave you to do. Archippus, God is waiting for you to be a God plus one. There again is the invitation. There again, God is reaching out in the New Testament, not just the Old Testament in the book of Isaiah, but in the New Testament, God is saying, hey, you, Archippus, I called you. You've been hiding. You've been not doing. You've been sleeping like the disciples in Gethsemane. I say to you, take heed to the ministry you received from the Lord and make sure you do that which he's called you to do. So I conclude by saying today, are you available? God is asking you, are you available? And your answer should be, here am I, Lord. Send me. I love you much. Don't forget to join me on Sunday as we wrap up our series on the doctrine of Scripture, Bibliology, and as we anticipate in February going into our study on the doctrine of God. Love you. Pray for me as I pray for you today. And I want to close today's broadcast with the song, Nearer, My God, to Thee. God bless you.